they question you about the new moon, tell them, it is to determine the periods of time for the benefit of mankind and for the Hajj, the pilgrimage. It is not righteous to enter your houses from the back doors during Hajj times. Righteousness is to fear Allah. Enter your houses through the front proper doors and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you may prosper. Fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those who fight against you, but do not exceed the limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like transgressors. Kill them wherever they confront you in combat and drive them out of the places from which they have driven you. Though killing is bad, creating mischief is worse than killing. Do not fight them within the precincts of the sacred mosque, unless they attack you there. But if they attack you, put them to the sword. That is the punishment for such unbelievers. If they cease hostility, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Fight against them until there is no more disorder and Allah's supremacy is established. If they desist, let there be no hostility except against the transgressors and oppressors. The sacred month in which fighting is prohibited is to be respected if the same is respected by the enemy. Sacred things, too, are subject to retaliation. Therefore, if anyone transgresses a prohibition and attacks you, retaliate with the same force. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bear in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the righteous. Give generously for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not cast yourselves into destruction by your own hands. Be charitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are charitable. Complete the Hajj, the obligatory pilgrimage to Mecca, and the Umrah, the optional visit to Mecca, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are prevented from proceeding, then send such offering for sacrifice as you can afford, and do not shave your head until the offerings have reached their destination. But if any of you is ill or has an ailment in his scalp, which necessitates shaving, he must pay ransom either by fasting or feeding the poor or offering a sacrifice. If in peacetime anyone wants to take advantage of performing Umrah and Hajj together, he should make an offering which he can afford. But if he lacks the means, let him fast 3 days during the Hajj and 7 days on his return, making 10 days in all. This order is for one whose household is not in the precincts of the sacred mosque. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strict in retribution.